we're talking about the difference in the Gospels. This is the... In review, we've got the gospel of God, which is what? That Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Y'all with me? And then you got the gospel of the kingdom. And by the way, was the gospel of the kingdom preached with the gospel of God back here? Yes. Why? Jesus Christ said, God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." That's the gospel of God. So that was preached. That's why I have the foundation all the way over there. Y'all understand? And really, the gospel of God runs all the way through the Bible. Okay, y'all with me? I'm just showing the New Testament. Y'all with me? All right, and then you got the gospel of the circumcision, and we dealt with that. That the promise was, you remember Acts chapter 2, "You men of Israel, let all the house of Israel know assuredly," and that kind of thing. And they preached during this time the death, burial, and the resurrection. Got it? The death, burial, and resurrection. And then Paul gets saved in Acts chapter 9. Now there's a controversy whether he got the gospel of Christ then or not. I believe he did, but it doesn't really matter. We know that the first time it's mentioned in your Bible is when? Acts 13. And whether he preached that... He did preach that Jesus was the very Christ. We have evidence of that in Acts chapter 9 and other passages. So the gospel of God goes all the way through, all the way to the Old Testament. Then you have the gospel of Christ. And I compare the gospel of the circumcision with the uncircumcision first. So let me just put the gospel of the uncircumcision. And what was the difference between those two? One was with a mystery. What was the mystery? That Christ died for their sins. And don't use our sins there because you'll get confused later. See, nobody knows that God's going to go to us. Y'all understand? This is very... very important. When the gospel... Go to 1 Corinthians 15. Now, I get in trouble preaching this. First Corinthians 15. Now, this is the gospel, but listen to the verbiage here. If you believe your Bible, you gotta just kinda relax a little bit and believe your Bible. I'm not asking you to believe Barry Hampton. That's the least person I want you to believe. But I want you to believe this Bible. He says, "Moreover, brethren." Well, who is the brethren in the passage? It's certainly people that were inside the promise of Israel. Look in Acts chapter 10 and let's see if we can find out who the brethren is.
Barry, he said the F factor.
I ain't there yet. Tell him if he wants to preach, he's got to come out of the booth.
No booth preaching.
No booth preaching here. That's like backseat driving. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all are, see the are there? Fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Well, who would have that been exactly? Yeah, it would have been, you know, the Israel. Y'all with me? I mean, 10:1? Where are you? No, 1 Corinthians 10. Well, you guys turn on me. You know. What? Guys, I am. George was going along with me the whole way. He wasn't even arguing. He's like, okay, I've got it. Sorry, you know, hey, I was up until 11:30 last night. I didn't get all my beauty rest, although you can tell I got quite a bit of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Are you there? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Who is the brethren in 1 Corinthians 15? Well, watch this. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the seas and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Who would that be? It's Israel. Could it include Gentiles that feared God?
Yes,
it would definitely include that. Okay? So the "or" in 1 Corinthians 15 really wouldn't be your gospel. Because if it was, it would say he'd have died for everybody. But he didn't in the sense of this message here. It was for a very particular person. In fact, go to Acts, and this is where this verse jumped in my mind. Acts 13, now don't get mad at me. I mean, everybody gets mad at me. George, you got mad at me, didn't you, George?
I'm not mad at you today, brother.
Acts chapter 13. Now watch this. Verse 13. I'm sorry, 23. I don't have my glasses on. Acts 13, 23. Now watch this. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his what?
Promise.
Raised unto the world a Savior. That's interesting. Now this is Paul preaching. That's very important. This is Paul preaching. It's very clear if you believe your Bible. Verse 26. Exactly who this gospel is to. More, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, which would be Jews and Gentiles that feared God. You got it? To you is the word of this salvation sent. Who did that exclude? Gentiles outside the covenant. I mean, you're not included in that passage. If that was the only message preached, you couldn't get saved. The message would never go to you. Why? Who was it sent to? And so, Brother Moore used this term, and I'm going to use it, but it doesn't say it in the Bible. Okay? So, don't write me and say, man, it's not in the Bible. It's true. It's there. This is according to a promise. There were some that were outside of the covenants of promise. Guess what that made them? Aliens and not partakers of that gospel. Y'all with me? No way would Paul have preached to you in this room. You were either worshiping Gentile. You know, it's amazing to me. Amazing grace. Amazing grace is the extension of God's grace to all men. Now, you're going to see that in just a minute. So, you got the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ? It is the death, burial, and the resurrection. I'm sorry. Resurrection plus the what? The S factor. What is the S factor? That Christ died for their sins. You got it? It's the S factor. Very important. That's the gospel of Christ. Go back to 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to whittle through this. I know this is not easy. I'm going to try to keep it simple. I'm not going to try to get it complicated. I can go a lot deeper than where I'm going. But you know, if you do, then you lose all the newbies. There are people watching and...
All
right, let me... I know. I know. It's exciting. George got excited, didn't you, George? The S factor. Paul preached in the gospel of the uncircumcision and the gospel of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, which is to prove that Jesus is the Christ. But he adds the S factor, which is that he died for sins. Oh, Max going, I know where you are, Carlton. He's going, I have no idea what the S factor is. Watch this. This is my new thing. I see, you can't be gone very long. You might miss something big, you know. And all right, watch this. 1 Corinthians 15, watch this. Moreover, brethren, who's the brethren? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1 ought to be put right there. I declare unto you the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'd put right there. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Romans 1, verse 16, right by the gospel. Which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved. Why is that? Well, there's a reason for that. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. How many?
All of them.
All right? That's the S factor. Did Peter preach the death, burial, and resurrection? Did he preach that his sins were paid for? No. So the difference between the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision or the gospel of Christ is the S factor. That's the difference. You got it? But who is that gospel preached to? People of promise, as in Acts chapter 13. Y'all with me? Any problem there? That's the way it is. I can't change the scriptures. You know, I had a brother one time write me 40 pages of emails about this subject. You know what? It doesn't change the fact of what the Word of God says. You've got to believe the Word of God and say, well, you're one of them hyper-disciplined. I'm not. I believe the gospel of Christ started in Acts chapter 9 right here. It got preached right there. I believe it's in effect today, right now. The S factor is still in effect right now today. So is the gospel of God. But that gospel wouldn't have done you any good had it not extended forth. And that's the point. For I delivered unto you, first of all, verse 3, that which I also received, it couldn't have been Acts chapter 8, amen? Minimum would be Acts chapter 9. And we don't hear it preached until Acts chapter 13, verse 38 and 39. Now, there was an argument up in Chattanooga. If Paul told anybody that he got saved, I have no idea. I'm okay with that. It just doesn't say it in scriptures. Can you assume it? Yeah, you can assume it. If I got saved. But, you know, he was told things that he couldn't tell people right away. And he seemed to be pretty good at it because he did it the second time. So you got the gospel of the uncircumcision, which we've gone over. And the next one is the gospel of peace. Yes. Yeah, that is a good point. That is a good point.
According to the scriptures, you want to know the question.
Well, I'm going to get it. Carlton asked, according to the scriptures, what God meant. There are a couple mysteries in Paul's epistles. The first one is the mystery of the gospel of Christ. Which was what? Hid in scriptures. Is that right? Script. I think sure. Hid back here in the Old Testament. They couldn't see it. God kept it a secret. They read those passages and read the passages and read the passages. What passages are we talking about? Go to Isaiah 9 if you... This won't hurt us. In Isaiah 53. And then there's many examples. Isaiah 9. Verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Given how? In sacrifice. Crucified. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And that proves that resurrection has got to be there. Amen? And the name shall be called Wonderful Counselor of the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. By the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and establish it with justice, on and on. So the son was given. Now they didn't know for what, but then if you look in Isaiah 53, I can't get them to turn here. Static electricity in my Bible. Go to Isaiah 53. Verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, the cross. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we did as... And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath bore our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. For he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquity. I mean, that's the gospel. It was hid in scriptures, but they didn't understand it. How do I know that? Jesus approaches Peter, and he says, who do you think I am? And Jesus said, Peter said, we believe you are the... He said, well, I'm going to go in and suffer many things of the elder, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be raised again the third day, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. And you know what Peter said? Be it far from thee, Lord. This will not happen to you. So they knew, and he's prophesying even there that he's going to die. Do they believe him? No. You know why? It is hid from their eyes. Was it in scriptures? Yes. How about the story of Jonah? As Jonah was 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights. I mean, there's just story after story. How about the story of Joseph? In the pit. I mean, all that was about Jesus Christ dying, the bloody coat, all of that was emblem of that cross. And I mean, just keeps going on and on and on. Y'all understand? So that mystery was hid where? In scriptures. And so what does Paul use to prove that truth? He uses Old Testament scriptures. If you'll read Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, guess where he's referencing? Back in the Old Testament. I mean, just one after another. Boom, boom, boom. Why? That mystery was hid in scriptures. But they didn't see the mystery. How do I know? Go to 1st Corinthians chapter 2. That's exactly right. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a what? Mystery. You see that? Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, the what? The mystery, they would not have what? Well, they didn't know it. Even though it was there in the Old Testament, Satan thought when Jesus was on that cross, he was gaining the victory. And Jesus let him believe it. Thus the faith of Christ. I'm telling you, man, that's great. So you understand? According to the scriptures. And that he was buried again and raised again according to the what? Scriptures. And he uses the story of Jonah and on and on. You know, I mean, they're all good. Go to 1 Corinthians 15 again. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. You might want to put there, that's the S factor. Is Paul preaching the death, burial, and resurrection here? Yes, he is. But what else is he saying that Peter hadn't said? It's done. It's paid for. And that's why, let me give you two comparisons. Take Acts chapter 2. Hold on to 1 Corinthians 15 and take Acts chapter 2. Verse 47. Man, if you miss one of these messages, you just miss a lot. I think that would be included a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Look at verse 47. Now, what does 1 Corinthians 15 say? Verse 2. By which also ye are saved. Are saved, everybody. Are saved. Say it again. Are saved. Very clear, right? Look at Acts chapter 2. They're not preaching the same gospel. Praising God, verse 47, Acts 2, 47. Watch this. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. What would you rather, should be saved? Or are saved? Which one would you rather be? That are is a lot different than should be. When did Peter think? Well, Acts 3:19 explains that, and we went over that last week, but let's just hit it again. Verse 19, it's just one page. Acts 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. What did 1 Corinthians 15 say? Christ died for our sins. That's the S factor. When did Peter believe the sins? That your sins may be blotted out. When? When the time of the refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, the second coming. When are your sins forgiven? Now. Now remember that 1 Corinthians 15 isn't your gospel, but it's the basis of your gospel. You all understand? Now, go to, huh? Oh, it is. I mean, it's just like the gospel of God. Think of it this way. It's just layering. The gospel of God is that Christ is the what? And the gospel of Christ is what? He died for our sins. And that's according to a what? Promise. And promise wasn't made to you. It was made to somebody. It was promised to Israel, wasn't it? In fact, just to bear out that point about Israel, one more time before I go, go to Luke chapter 1. I'm sorry, Luke 1. Look at the attitude. I mean, really, if you think it, most of the Bible is exclusionary. Is that a word? It will be today, anyway. Is it exclusionary? I don't know if that's a word. That sounds kind of funny. I would play that on, I bet I could get by with that on Scrabble though. Nobody. It's very exclusionary. I don't know. What? Okay, well I thought it would sound better the other way, but now obviously it doesn't, so I'll use exclusive. Thank you. It's exclusive to Israel. This Bible is basically an Israel Bible, guys. Say, well, oh, this Bible guy just really, I mean, he had me in mind. Well, he did, but only 85 pages of it even partially fits you. The rest of it is all Israel. I mean, people get such an ego, like God sent the commandments to me. Where were you when Moses was up on the mountaintop? What? It's a small little portion. I know. Luke chapter 1, are y'all there? About time. I had a guy write me, I'm going to have to write him an email. He said, why did you scream into the mic? And he didn't know I was trying to play with Wayne back there when that thing fell down my shirt because they were listening to me on PayPal. And he says, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. You scream in the mic. Well, if he didn't understand the mic fell down in my shirt and I lost it and I was just joking with Wayne. But, you know, people, you know, you got to lighten up just a little bit. You know, you probably think you're important. I'm a failure. I just want you to know that. I was just thinking about that as I was thinking of that word just a minute ago. But no other preacher would have stepped up and tried to invent a word while he was on the fly. Verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant. Hello? Does that include you? What tribe did you wake up in this morning? Renee, are you getting this? Jean? Okay, that's good. So, did I answer the question according to the scriptures? Okay. So now, we're going to go to, I'm going to put the gospel of the uncircumcision and the gospel of Christ right there. And then I'm going to change this up here if that's okay. I'm just going to erase this so that I can write some more. Is that okay? And then there's the gospel of what? Of peace. And what is the gospel of peace all about? Go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. In Romans chapter 10, verse 15. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of what? Peace. And bring glad tidings, that's good news, of good things. You know, when you think about it, and you think about all the joy, you know, God isn't mad anymore. He was mad at Israel here. When Jesus Christ came on the earth, he was mad. He threw the money changer's table and said, you made my father's house a house of thieves. A den of thieves. Throw over the money changers. They were always constantly out to get him. And he outwitted them and outsmarted them because he's God. And he was mad. And he went to that cross. No longer was he mad at the world. He had made the ultimate sacrifice for the world and shed his own blood for the world. Now, Israel thought they were going to get forgiveness at the second coming, which they will. And Paul preached, we've already got the S factor in our court. You got it? So God's not mad at you anymore. You know, if you go around saying, well, God's mad at me, you don't understand the gospel of peace. You that were sometimes enemy are now reconciled. Look in Romans chapter 5. You know, I mean, God is not mad anymore. I'm going to start in verse 1. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God. Those people who trusted the gospel that Paul preached Were they walking around thinking God's going to bolt me down? No, they were at peace with God. That's the whole point. In fact, that's what Romans chapter 5 is really talking about. Look at it in verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the what? Ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us. Who's the us? That was Israel and those Gentiles that feared God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, can we apply that to us? Yeah, sure we can. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled. Boy, isn't that the great news? He's taken His enemies and He's not holding their account against them anymore. He put their account on His Son. Now, but that still at this point excludes a lot of the world. You all understand? Because all we're talking about are Jews and Jewish proselytes and Gentiles that feared God. Those three people. And that's all we're talking about at the moment. But they've been reconciled. God's no longer mad at them. Were the Jews keeping the law? Were the Gentiles? No. Was there anybody that was good? Thus, Romans chapter 3, there's none good, no, not one. For we have before proved both Jew and Gentiles that they're all under sin. But now they've been reconciled, the gospel of peace. God's not mad at you anymore. You know, if you think God's mad at you, you have really missed the boat. God is not mad at you. God loves you. How much does He love you? Well, He went to the cross and died for you. Come on, guys. Your sins were paid for at the cross. Now, you don't know that yet. And Paul's very clear who this gospel is going to in Acts chapter 13. Amen. I mean, there's no mistake in Romans. Look in Romans chapter 3. You know, some of the people that don't rightly divide the word of truth, they'd have problems with this. Well, I believe Romans through Philemon is written to us. It is. But not all of it is applicable today. Now, I know that's a word, so don't look at me like that. Look in Romans chapter 3, verse 1. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Do you believe that's today? No. Why? Something changed. But at this point when he's writing the book of Romans, there was an advantage of being circumcised. Why? You were in the promise. Everybody. You were in the promise. And so what happens in the promise? Everybody. What happens in the promise? You get the S factor. If you're not in the promise, guess what? No S factor. Guess where I was? I was outside that, and therefore there was no S factor for me. Y'all with me? That kind of stinks. But He didn't leave me out. Could anybody get in the S factor? How? Bless Israel. If you'd have blessed Israel, then you'd have been placed in the what? S factor. But guess what? You can't bless Israel now because Israel has Lamai. So what do? There's no way to get the S factor unless God opens another portal for you. Listen to me. There is no other way that you can get saved without God opening another portal. And it's the... Who said that? That's exactly right. It's the G factor. He's liking this. He's catching on quick. I know. I had a brainstorm about 3 weeks ago, and I said, I can't wait to try this. But it's the G factor. It would have to go through another portal. It can't go through the S factor that was given to Paul at the beginning. Why? The S factor is only for those of what? Promise. So, there's another gospel. It's called the gospel of the grace of God. Or better yet, look in 1 Timothy chapter 1. I like the way it words it here. 1 Timothy chapter 1. The G factor enters in. Oh, this is such good stuff. You all are, I was so thrilled that Carlton caught on to this, like, you know, he may have been gone a couple weeks, but buddy, he's like one of them ducks that can catch up with the group right away. You can't leave him behind. We were going down the river and he caught up with us. There's old Carlton, the G factor. I thought about that last night. I think this is going to be great. And then he steals my thunder by shouting it out. I'm like, that's not even cool. But he caught on. He caught on and passed me up. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which was committed to my trust. Now that glorious gospel is, guess what? It's your gospel. You got it? That glorious gospel. What is the glorious gospel? It's the G factor. Man, I'm telling you, that's the grace. Listen, you ought to be shouting hallelujah. That's grace. He can't reach through the portal of just the S factor. Why? That was promised to who? But he could take the S factor and reach down through the G factor and get to you. And that's what he did. He takes this gospel, which was only for the S factor, and takes the S factor and goes through to get to you outside the covenant. And that's what happened. When you sing Amazing Grace, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a Gentile outside the promise. That's what it's saying. That's what it's saying. That had no hope. Now, the salvation hath, guess what? Go to Titus. Aren't you glad you came today? Boy, you'd have missed this. You'd have missed it. Verse 11, Titus chapter, are y'all in Titus? Yes. Titus 2, verse 11. Here it is. Here's the glorious gospel. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to what?
All men,
as in the contrast of when he started preaching the gospel of Christ, which was to who? Jews and to Jewish proselytes and Gentiles that feared God. Right? Now, the salvation that has been brought to what? All men. You see, God's opened the grace of God through the portal of the G factor. Through grace. And He can save you, and that's why it's by grace ye are saved. Why? He couldn't save you through the S factor. Only had you repented and blessed Israel could you have gotten into the S factor. But that was good up until Israel became what? When that happened, you had no hope. You were outside of any means of getting saved. Why? Israel can't be blessed. Why? They're gone. They're faded away. What do you do? Well, God had a, through His infinite wisdom, knew that they were going to fade away. and he had a different thing. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, man, I just get tingly up and down my spine. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that don't get this. And it's not that hard. It's the S factor plus the what? Plus the G factor that makes you saved. DBR plus S plus G equals your salvation. Y'all understand? Wow. That's the way it is, guys. I don't care who you are. That's the way God operated. And, you know, there are people who get all kinds of confused. And I preached this at a conference. Man, I mean, I had people turn on me. It was like unbelievable. I wasn't trying to say something that wasn't true. I was just trying to point out that 1 Corinthians 15 is not your gospel in the sense that it's just the S factor. It became your gospel when it became added with the grace factor. And that's why it's amazing grace. Huh?
One thing I noticed about your formula is that it gets easier as you go on.
That's a good point. That is true. That is true. Oh yeah, oh that's a good point. I just created a whole nother sermon, thank you. See, this is a DBR, but that's not how you get in. You've got to add some other things to that. Baptism, the law, selling out, and if you don't do all those things, you can't get to salvation. And over here, he's right, it's just getting easier and easier. This is pretty easy, the S factor, amen? If you were in Israel in that promise, wouldn't that have been easy? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be what? Romans chapter 10, right? That's easy. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You, when you get the grace factor? For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. All you have to do is receive it. Yeah, that song I wrote. All you got to do is receive the finished work of Calvary. He totally paid the price, isn't he? Gracious and nice. That all you got to do is receive. That is why it's a glorious gospel. Because the grace of God that has now shone down has been brought to all men. And you know what? It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, yellow. It doesn't matter whether you're short, tall, fat. God will save anybody. I'm against all white churches and all black churches. You know what? We don't live in an all white community or an all black community. You know what? The grace of God is open to every human being that walks through that door. And you know what? It doesn't matter whether they're homosexual. Amen? Doesn't matter if they're an adulterer. It doesn't matter whether they're a pedophile. Doesn't matter. What matters? That's right. He'd have all men to be saved. And you know what? I hear these independent Baptists banging on the homosexuals like, hey, listen, the grace factor, if it's truly G factor, it reached to all men. You know, come on, we're supposed to be reconciling people unto Christ. Look in Ephesians chapter 3. Y'all there? I'm going to read from verse 1 if that's okay. I'm going to run out of time. Am I out of time? I'm out of time. Why don't I just finish this up, because I've got two more Gospels I want to deal with, and we can do that in the next hour. Would that be okay? I was going to do something completely different, but I'd like to finish because it's kind of on my mind, and we've built a really nice place, I think. So let's take a break.